Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. Always a delight to have Coach Wonstead here in studio. And Dave, lot going on. The Bears look like a different team. You could argue they've got more weaponry, a better offense than we've seen in Chicago, period, end of story. Do you agree with that
contention? I do. I was going through the other day, I was doing a show, just going through the offensive roster of the Super Bowl team, offensive roster. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, no one will ever put together a defense like that. You know, probably the offensive lineman would be the thing that would be debatable. But as far as skill guys, We got the best skill guys that this franchise has ever had, no question about it.
Is this a defensive football team with a high-scoring offense, or a high-scoring offense that happens to have a pretty good defense? Because the point of emphasis depends on your perspective, but I think when we talk about identity, I am very curious about what the Bears' identity will evolve into.
Yeah, so am I, and I think we're going to have to wait to see that. You know, I think to some degree it could be a little bit frustrating. I don't know if that's the right word from a fan's perspective, because they're going to expect Caleb to come out and perform like Aaron Rodgers, you know. And I can tell you that I was in Chicago here when Brett Favre started, and he had Mike Holmgren, you know, an excellent offensive coach. And then I was at Miami, the Dolphins, as a head coach when Tom Brady started with Belichick. And both of those blueprints for how the quarterback started was very similar, you know, because we were defending both of them, and it was a high percentage of screens, balance attack with the run game, take some shots down the field. But they both tried to do whatever they could do to get the quarterback to gain confidence.
Gradual progression.
It was a gradual progression with both of them. Now, what are the Bears going to do? Who knows? I think that'll have a lot to do with it. And I think fans would love to see, you know, like they do. Fans love to see a quarterback drop back and throw it 40 times and, you know, for 400 yards and on and on and on. But, you know, I think we just got to be a little bit patient with this thing. We got a lot of young guys, and the worst thing that could happen to Caleb is he loses confidence.
Dave, I guess when I went back and just looked at USC, and I looked at USC in the draft, they had seven players taken. Obviously, Caleb Williams, the first pick in the draft. In the third round, they had a safety that was taken. Also in the third round, Green Bay took a running back who was there. And then you got to go to the seventh round. I think they had a defensive player in the sixth round. They had both their receivers taken in the seventh round, and I want to say there was a guard that was drafted. My point being, Justin Fields is the number one player in the draft, and his weapons, the guys he was playing with, barely get drafted into the NFL as wide receivers. So when we talk about the stuff he was doing this year, we've got to take into account that he did not have the kind of weaponry that he's walking into here with the Chicago Bears.
100%. And his offensive line was below average.
Yes.
And it probably, arguably, was the worst tackling defense in college football. I mean, USC. It's hard to believe that, guys. They were horrible on defense. I mean, horrible. They were a little, you know, a little bit like we were 3 years ago, Flus's first year. Mm. Remember when we were last in the league in defense, and it was horrible. It was horrible, and our offense had no chance. We got no turnovers. We never gave the offense any easy field position. So that's kind of what they had at USC this year. That's the reality.
You have to love that Caleb Williams, one of the first things he said was, why duck the expectations? But I'm curious from your perspective as a old school head coach who respects, you know, where rookies are on the hierarchy in every football team. What did you think about the way he came on strong and already has assumed a leadership role? A lot of people love it. I think there's a lot to like there, Dave, but any advice that you would give him after seeing what you've seen?
You know what? I am so glad that we kind of came to this conclusion publicly early because we had a chance to hear him talk on a lot of pre-draft interviews and stuff. And I like everything he's saying. I mean, I think he's talking about himself. You know, hey, I'm not going to hide from people expect me to be good, and I want to be good, and I'm going to be good. So I like that part of it. You know, I think the best thing that has happened for Caleb is drafting Rome Odunze. I think this kid is going to be a very positive influence on him from the standpoint that Odunze gives me the impression, and the people that I talk to, is he is always keeping the main thing, you know, and
focused.
And Caleb is going to have so many opportunities here in Chicago, as we all know, and you guys lived it here. And Molly, you remember back in the heyday with the Bears. I mean, the wheels came off, you know. There were so many outside football opportunities for these Bears players to make extra cash and get, you know, the commercial, everything that went along with it, opportunities. And I think that Rome is going to be very good of saying, hey, you know, Caleb, come on, it's just the impression I get because those two, and I think that Caleb respects him. You know, when Rome was talking about milking cows on his grandfather's farm or whatever it was, and Caleb looked at him, I love this, and he says, wow, he says, I got a lot to learn from you, you know what I mean, or something. That was awesome, you know?
All right, we're going to keep the conversation going. Coach Wannstedt staying with us. It's Mully and Haw on the Score. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.